The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is June 2nd, 2015, and we are sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats. That's www.grassfedbeef.com. Go out and look at our good friend John Wood's site and order the best beef there is, at least that I know of. John, I hope I can get him on soon. He's a great guest, and man, he knows so much stuff. So go out to www.grassfedbeef.com. Saugerties Chiropractic Center, that's the guy I go to. Mark Colligan, 845-246-5020. They are in the process. I'm telling everybody they have not finished their website. So the best way to get home is 845-246-5020. That is for the New York and upstate New York area. Obviously, you know, he's got the drop table, you work soft tissue, trigger points, deep tissue laser, pulse electromagnetic frequencies, sports injuries, obviously he loves to talk about human potential. We want to get him on. I mean, we are doing everything we can to get his Wi-Fi problems solved. He's in the dome, they call it, in the Hudson Valley area. It's very hard where he is, and but once we do, we're going to have him on monthly, along with Christina Anderson, who's a local power lifter by me. She was on last week talking all about active release technique, that's ART, and she's working on her next piece of certification. She's very good person. So we want to have those people on as frequent as possible, because I feel all us weightlifters, no matter what you're into, you're always constantly fighting something, you know, and these people, whether you have your own or not, I just think they're a great resource and they bring a lot to the table. So, you know, we're going to do our best to have them both in here as much as possible. Our next one is Dr. William Wong's Essentials. Doc is on monthly with me. We're hoping to get him on every other week. If you haven't heard him, he is the most un-PC guy you'll ever meet. My God, man, he'll tell you where it is. And if you don't like it, I don't know. I want everybody to like the shows, but I'm a guy, unless it's something major, I don't censor my guests. We don't want to have an all-out blood feud on the radio, but I think you need to hear a lot of the stuff, and he is a master at it. He's been in it for years, and I've known him a long time. And I've done business with him long before he came on, and I just think he's a stand-up guy. If you don't agree with his principles, well, that's your right, but this guy really brings it to the table, and his knowledge is second to none. Next, we've got Roger LaPointe. That's AtomicAthletic.com. Roger was on with me this morning. We did a real interesting show on classic York powerlifting. Plus, he talked about Norbert Szymanski's 91st birthday this past weekend. A lot of interesting stuff. We got into a lot of stuff. It got kind of vocally high between me and him, probably more me, but a lot of energy this morning on the show. We had a great show. So that's www.atomicathletic.com. And our last but not least is Evil Monkey ENT.com. That's Melody Schoenfeld's business, where they go out and make equipment. This month, if you go out and say you're from Motivation and Muscle, you get 25% off any custom equipment. That's www.evilmonkeyent.com. www.evilmunkyent.com. Tell Melody I sent you. I had her on the show about a week and a half ago. Outstanding. I mean, she's 5 foot and 105 pounds. She set records for her class. She owns them pretty much. And you ought to see this girl bend metal. It's unbelievable. The hand power. She tears books in half. And not only that, great guest. And we're going to try to get Melody on every month. I had a great show with her, and when that's up, you're going to really enjoy it. We had a lot of fun. Well, today we have another monthly guest on here. We got Gareth Denyer on here. Obviously, if you haven't heard of him, and we'll shift it to Gareth anyways, he's a strength trainer, and he owns HCP Barbell. He's a Texan, man. And I've got a couple of these guys on the show, and especially Dr. Wong. I keep hearing, when are you going to get your ass down here to Texas and live near us? And I'm like, I don't know. I said, depends where we're going in the next 6, 8 months, 10 months. But I said, you know, I might come down and visit. And he's like, well, come on down. So that could be a possibility before the year's end. But the funny joke is, lose a damn New York accent before you come down here. So, you know, that's kind of like the inside joke with he and I. And obviously, Gareth is down in Texas, too. So I figure sooner or later I'm going to either be doing a road trip or we're going to fly down, because I've got I got a lot of friends in the Carolinas, too, and I'd probably stop there on the way. So Gareth also, he's produced 100 high school football players in Division I, which is incredible. And today we're going to talk about nutrition and supplements for the high school and college athletes. I think nutrition, too, is like a big stumbling block with so many people. So we're going to get into that. But Gareth, welcome to Motivation and Muscle. And if you would, please give a little bio about yourself and we'll get started, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate you having me back, man. Always looking forward to this time of the month. And just like you said, I'm the owner, operator, strength coach here in Houston, Texas for HCP Barbell. We focus on high school athletes, anywhere, anything from, you know, football, swimming, soccer, what have you. But I'm known in the area for training high school football players in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well, and obviously you do a damn good job when you're producing people like that.
Thank you.
And believe me, the feeling's mutual. We love having you on the show. It's good because you're the only guy, I mean, besides Steve Helmicky, basically, that, you know, talks about the high school kids and the players and stuff that they produce and obviously train, which is a good thing because you need to go to somebody very qualified. We'll get right in the show, but I started one of my best friend's sons here 3 weeks ago. He's 14. He's like over 6 foot already, and he's like just a string bean, and he really needs to get some more power in his body and obviously a little more body size. So I've started him basically mostly on some body weight and strongman stuff, mainly carrying either stones, squatting with him, and obviously taking sandbags up and back 95 feet. Mm-hmm. Responding incredibly, man. 2 weeks he'll start a trap bar. I don't want to throw a lot of stuff on him because, you know, the squat and the deadlift is going to be too much to me for a beginner. And I want to keep him on the strongman stuff. You know, I had him last week nailing a tire with a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. Catches on real quick. He likes it. Gave him a book to get, Think and Grow Rich. I told him I wanted to memorize it. He's got a little protein he's going to be taking now and a few other little things. And I expect him when he goes back to school in September. He weighs 145. We're looking at 155 to 160. Reality, I mean, he can put that on with the length of his body. But I'm more concerned about, I just want him to have this kind of explosive power where, like, when he's down by the backboard, the rim under it, in between it, in front of it, whatever you want to call it, that you can't move this kid, man. Mm-hmm. And that's my main goal. I'm sure we're going to achieve it. And, you know, this guy comes to work. You know, I said to him last week, why are you here? Tell me why you're here. And I mean, at first he was like stunned. I like yelled at him. But the first thing he said to me, he goes, and you hear this from a lot of kids, I don't want to get picked on anymore.
Yeah.
And believe me, when I get done with him, I mean, I'm working his hands, wrists, neck, and I don't want him to go out and be a bully. But I'll tell you, if somebody fucks with this kid now, they're going to feel it. Yeah. So let all his buddies, as they say, they're all bench pressing. Let him go out and bench press. This guy's going to be nasty from head to toe. You know, and I do the same thing with him. I've known him since he's a little boy. If that was my kid, he'd be getting the same style training, man. We're going to start him out. We're going to make him, like, dense as hell, fast and strong, and that's what I want to do. I'm sick of seeing these kids that are good kids, good athletes, but they're just not strong enough getting their fucking ass kicked all the time. Don't condone it, but manliness states, and I state that, stop letting people fuck with you, and if they're pushing you around, push them back twice as hard. That's enough of that, because I'm going to get too fired up about this.
Well, the show. I like that. I like, not only do I like your approach as far as what movements that you're having to perform.
Thanks,
just,
man.
But I mean, you know, I, really, that's about, that's perfect as far as getting them started. But the the mental aspect to it is right there. That that goes right along with it.
Well, well, and one of the things you'll see eventually, and it might be sooner or later, you're going to see a few of the books that I've read and still read that I recommend for adults and kids. That isn't over their head, and they need to hear it. They need to read it. They need to experience it. And, you know, like Will was saying, he was on the show, let me think, Will Dinwiddie. He's quite a lifter. I don't know if you've seen him out on Facebook, Gareth. He's from Oregon. He's no bullshitting around. And his mentor, Mark Wettler, I think you pronounce his name, in 2010 he had gone to Iceland, lifted the Husafell stone, got around it, did a great job. I want to get him on the show. And these guys are serious-ass dudes. You know, I think they're probably in their late 30s, early 40s. You never know. You know, they've had a series of injuries. They keep going. But, you know, Will said to me, and I thought this was quite a compliment, and a lot of people have given me very nice compliments and words, and I appreciate it more than any of you will ever know. Will was saying to me, and he didn't mean it in a negative context, he says, I've listened to your shows, and what I like about your shows and your attitude with everything is this. No matter what you're talking about with somebody, you're mainstreaming what we're doing. And he goes, I love it with the idea that all this stuff we've been doing for so long now is coming to the top. And he goes, I feel that you're the one driving the bus right now, and you'll probably keep driving. And I was like, you know, I don't like the word mainstream, but I know exactly what he's talking about, where he's coming from, because I'm taking a 14-year-old kid right now, and I do the same stuff, obviously much heavier, but with this kind of training, you could take it and bring it down to any level. People don't realize this. You don't have to throw a and he's not going to be able to do it. You don't have to throw a 300-pound sandbag at a 14-year-old young man. You know, you make him 50, 75, 100. He's going to grow into these quick. You know, I've already watched him take a 200-plus tire and flip it up and put it against the wall. All right? He does it with ludicrous ease, too. But he's not ready for that thing yet. You know, most people would throw this kid into that. Chances are, what if he rips a bicep or hurts his back? He doesn't he's the thing I find more with these young kids that have never done anything, and, of course, they're enthusiastic. They're a little bit timid because they don't know what this stuff's all about. But, you know, it's like any guy, he doesn't want to be labeled, ah, you're a pussy. That's not the point here. My whole thing with little Al is this. I want to prepare him for later in case he decides he'd like to really get into this. And if he doesn't, that's okay too. But the last thing I want to do is create any type of injury to a young kid now. So this is why I'm doing things methodically, building. And by the time he goes in September, I already laid the bet out on him. I've got an 180-pound round sphere granite I got from Atomic, so it's got a nice bite in it, too. It's right by my neck machine. And I said, Al, here's the deal. 2 days before you leave to go back to school, because he'll be going, and I think he'll be going into ninth grade, I want you to lift that stone there, man. I said, what do you think? He goes, I'll do it. I said, that's what I want to hear. So I said, every time you're here, you need to go and just touch and feel that stone. And when you do, think about it. You know, we'll get you in position where you get go to lift it. So this is how I work these kids. It's how I work adults, too. But, Gareth, you got to get into their heads, man. And I know sometimes it's hard when they built bad habits and stuff. But one thing I do realize is when they respect you and when you walk into my area, you're going to see things there like you've never seen, and it is going to create a level of respect that, you know, sometimes the picture speaks louder than words here, and once they hear the words, then they get the whole picture. So that's the landscape. That's the scenario. And we are going to have Al on, I believe. I talked to his parents. I talked with him because he's kind of a shy kid. We're going to have him on Motivation and Muscle in mid-July.
And that'd be great.
So I'm going to do a show with him. So, you know, we're going to get that, spread that around and get, hopefully get some younger gentlemen and ladies too. You know, I hope they'll listen to this podcast and really understand what it's all about. I don't claim to know all the answers, but I've had a lot of success personally in my life. And anybody I touched here, we've had major success, whether, you know, it's weight loss or just being able to get your hand back where you can twist the pickle jar cap off it, which we laugh, right? But, you know, how frustrating would it be for you and I not to be able to twist the top off a jar anymore?
Yeah, you're right.
It would suck. So, you know, you teach somebody how to use the grip machines and other things properly, and guess what? Then they're twisting the tops off. So, see, nothing's impossible. All right, let's get into the nutrition end. Do you want to do them both together, or do you want to do one at a time?
Yeah, I mean, we can do it together. I mean, let's just talk about nutrition because, you know, whole food nutrition is the most important factor, you know, for any athlete, teenagers especially, because they're going through a developmental process. And I just seen this. I'm just going to lay out the story here, you know, because we've been doing this for so many years. You know, you'll have some kid who come in and, you know, he wants the heavy squat. He wants the heavy bench. And then, you know, he's here for a couple of weeks and he wants to do even more. They're obviously very overzealous. And randomly you'll ask him, hey, what did you have for breakfast? And he'll say, you know, I had Crave, some type of chocolate cereal. And then, you know, and then maybe had a Pop-Tart for lunch or, you know, some, or, you know, or whatever, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the problem with younger athletes is that you'll see they're looking for some type of special workout, special supplement, CrossFit, PX90. I mean, just whatever, you know, is the latest, you know, craziest fad, because unfortunately the fitness industry is very trendy and I don't think the general public has caught on to that. I mean, it's pretty obvious, but they're just looking for this thing that supposedly is going to make all the difference and it's going to happen in a very rapid amount of time. But the truth of the story is that type of thing doesn't happen. And just like we talk about with training, you don't want to come in acting, you know, crazy. You want as far as like using heavy weight, lifting very frequently. With nutrition, you've got to come in and get a grasp of the mental aspect to it because it is a daily thing. Obviously, you can only work so many days, work out, train so many days a week. It's what you're doing outside the gym. That, you know, the growth actually takes place in the gym as far as like the stimulation of growth, but the recovery, the actual growth is outside of the gym. And so that nutrition, the rest, it's so important. But a lot of kids don't want to look at it that way. And that's why I thought, you know, it'd be a really great idea to discuss this because, you know, of all the years I've been doing this, it just seems to be such a common theme and it's getting worse because, you know, how it is. And I think I heard this expression from you is the packaged food. I mean, I can't stand that thought, but that's what, you know, these kids are pretty much eating these days.
Well, you know what it is too. I mean, if you don't have a good nuclear family, I mean, it used to be at one time, you know, your mom would cook when you're a young kid and you'd pick up on it. Same way, you know, fathers do it too. You know, a lot of kids don't understand what's going on. You know, look, if you're eating Pop-Tarts for breakfast, all right, what kind of fuel do you think? Well, number one, they're loaded with carbohydrates and sugar. So, all right, you're going to feel good maybe for an hour. And then you're going to drop right on your face. And, you know, and then they wonder why they're not gaining. And, you know, you know, my brother-in-law is a high school football coach. And, you know, and I've had other people on the show, too. It's like, stop worrying about your six-pack, man. You know, it's like, go out and friggin' eat a cow for all I care. You know,
The thing is this, is that they, and I don't blame the kids. I kind of understand because they get bombarded with media. They think Subway, Chick-fil-A, Smoothie King, they think all that's healthy because that's how it's portrayed in the media.
Yep.
You know, so it's confusing. I understand it's, you know, it's difficult to find the correct source of information so you can start, you know, doing what's right. But, you know, the first thing you can do, and then here we go again, go into your strength coach, go into a qualified nutritionist. They can set you on the path. And, but if you can't find that, or just, you know, you can't start there, you know what? Just keep it real simple. You don't need to overcomplicate your nutritional needs, especially when you're young. It's the last thing. You know, you have these kids sometimes, they get way overboard. They'll start counting carbs, fats, calories. It's not necessary. It's like kind of like with training. Here we go again. You don't want to go over the top. And for what I've seen, most kids can't handle that. You can't go in and, like, you know, if you're going to diet real hard 2 to 3 weeks, I mean, then you're done. It's too complicated. It's too strict. I tell everyone this, you know, first and foremost, become conscious of the food that you're bringing in. Hey, is this a sugary type of food? Does this have too much fat? Is this, you know, I'm eating too much fast food? Become conscious and realize, like, hey, what you're not eating right.
Well, without a doubt. But, you know, the whole thing, it comes down to this. There's plenty of material out there. You can go and look at a lot of the old timers, what they ate. You know, you can go out anywhere and find it. You know, go out to Milo, go out to Iron Mind, go out and look there. You can look through previous issues. You can go out to the old Hard Gainers, you know. Hell, I mean, we can outline a diet here. I mean, you know, at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, you know, you should not be relying on sugary food or confusion, you know. All right, well, you know, I'll stop at a Subway or I'll stop at any sub shop and all that. You know, that's not going to get you where you go. You need to eat good meat, eggs. Obviously, you want, you know, if you're going to get into any type of fruits, you want to keep low glycemic, meaning anything from the berry family. Obviously, apples are fabulous for you. Eat the seeds, everything. Don't worry about dying from the seeds. You'll be fine. Learn to eat the whole fruit. Watermelon. Mm-hmm. You want to get your testosterone up? Start eating a lot of watermelon. It's been known as Viagra of the fruit.
That's what my boxing coach recommends. He loves watermelon.
I'll tell you what. I've been doing a lot of research on watermelon. You want to recover real quick?
Yep, that's exactly what he recommended it for.
Yep. You want to take it. You can either juice it, or if you got a good strong blender, you know, drink it before you go out and train. I usually mix it up with some berries. I like to use not a lot of it. Might be a cup of pure pineapple juice and dilute it with distilled water. You got yourself a power pack drink. You know, if you eat like that, you know, you get up in the morning, you know, you can have as many eggs as you want, contrary to what they say. You know, have 3 eggs in the morning, have a little bacon, have sausage if you want. I stay away from, I don't eat bread much with my breakfast or anything like that. One thing, stay away from bagels. They're horrible for you.
Terrible.
Anything like that, you know, a lot of grain. It's not the fats that are hurting you. You got to learn this. It's the friggin' grains that are screwing with your chemistry big time. Because, you know, I know kids aren't interested, but, you know, if they're listening to this, you know, go out on a back issue, go look at Time Magazine. Butter's back on the cover, butter's back in. You know what I mean? Here's what I would say. You know, have your eggs, have whatever you want. Maybe you want a slice of ham. You could have a slice of steak with your breakfast. Another thing I like to add into my eggs is I'll take half an avocado with Melinda's hot sauce, mix that right into the scrambled eggs. You want to talk about delicious? The fats alone will blow you out. Have that. I always have, like, on the side some coconut oil. There's my breakfast. You know, you want to have something mid-morning, you know, go with a good protein if you want. But if you're going to mix it with milk, mix it with whole milk. None of the 1%, 2%, that stuff is heated. That shit is blue before they color the milk, all right? You know, I'm just giving examples. It's like, and then lunch, hey, all right, maybe you want to have a roll. Fine. You know, have a good hamburger. Or make it yourself. You know, you got a good local butcher. Go get it done. You know, I do ground chuck with some sirloin in it. It'll blow your mind. It's delicious. You want to have something mid-afternoon, maybe you want to have a chocolate milk, some almonds, or, you know, maybe you want to have some cashews with it. Understand? The carbs and fat, you're constantly back and forth, so you're never getting anything where you're going to be sugared out. And obviously for dinner, you know, have something good. You know, maybe you want to have a piece of, you know, good free-range chicken, or maybe beef, whatever you like, but... And if you want to have a baked potato, fine. Here's the secret I do with a baked potato on my Weber grill. Slice it, pour olive oil down the center of it where you slice it, and I always then take two pads of butter, put one down in the slicer and one on top, wrap it in foil, throw it on the grill. There you go, man. That balances the sugars and the carbs out, and it's the best tasting potato you ever have in your life. Obviously, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, anything like that keeps, you know, you want to promote testosterone, all right? Men have estrogen, but you don't want to be, and at 18, you shouldn't be estrogen dominant, but I have seen cases where they are. So, I mean, you know, and before bed, if you want to have a little more protein, make another small protein drink, but drink that about an hour and a half before you go to bed. You eat like that and drink like that, and then, like we were talking, you go on, you know, a heavy basic routine, which is squats. Obviously, I like pressing overhead, but that's up to you. Some type of pull could be a bent row deadlift. And then if you want to tweak in maybe one or two strongman movements, which I'll tell Gareth is this. If I knew what I knew now, I would have been carrying shit many years ago. I feel carrying is one of the best things you could ever do physically for anything. And I'm talking carrying where you're progressing up to where you could carry 300 pounds. But I've said enough. I'll give it back to you.
No, that's about perfect because I like to hear the example. You know,
I think
that's what's perfect because you just don't want to get overly technical with this stuff. If you want to weigh it, yeah, okay. See, for example, a person does want to weigh it. You know, I personally think this with the younger kids, they need to be eating frequently throughout the day, 4 to 5 times. They need to be getting about 30 to 40 grams of protein per meal. And that, you know, come from like, you know, 5 ounces of tuna fish, 6 ounces of, you know, round steak or, you know, 5 ounces of turkey breast. You just need to keep it simple like that. You don't want to overload the protein because I've seen this too. Some kids will like, they'll buy a big bucket of protein. I'm going to have probably protein shakes a day.
Yeah.
And you're just like, come on, man. You know, you can't do that. That's when you're going to, the body doesn't know what to do with it. It's too much protein.
Yeah, it's too much. You're not utilizing it. Mm-hmm. But I'll give a tip. I do this whenever I'm on a heavy protein kick. Mm-hmm. I always eat chewable enzymes. They come in like mint and papaya.
Mm-hmm.
For any of the kids out there, they're real cheap. They're about $8 a bottle, I think, of about 100. Chew a couple after every meal or chew them during your meal. The main thing is you want to digest. Digestion is going to get you big.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting there with a full belly and trying to shove stuff down, it's no good. You're not going to gain. You're not going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could potentially get sick or obviously it'll come out the other end when you're all over town and you don't want that. Especially if you're with a girlfriend, that could be quite embarrassing.
Funny you mention that too because they'll push the protein and also couple that with not eating any vegetables. I've seen that time and time and over again.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, here's a little tip, too. When you're eating your protein, you gotta add fat to it. Now, you can do it many ways. I'm a big believer in either mixing half and half with your milk or heavy cream. It will not clog your arteries, so don't worry about it. What that does is that takes the protein and gets it back to where it was because, see, they denature protein.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the shit is basically flat, all right? You've lost a lot through the way they do it, and, you know, everybody's afraid of heat and this and that. That causes a lot of problems with protein. So that's tip number one. And another good thing to do, I do a lot with protein, no matter what I put in it. I always have a jar of coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
You need to eat fat when you have protein. When you've got the fat, you will make protein gains. And if you like, you know, Rob had talked about his Get Big drink, but I've done that long before he did the show. Another great drink is you take a can of coconut milk, equal amounts of fresh pineapple juice, not sugar, only the natural sugars from it, equal amounts, and do a quarter cup of any type. Well, whey doesn't taste good. You got to have something that's not chocolate and all that. So I usually use egg protein with it. Quarter cup of that, you got to mix it up and drink it all at once or drink the other half of it within an hour because it'll get bitter with the pineapple in it. So that's another drink that could, you know, as I say, that drink will put weight on a rake.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you want to get beefed up, you want to get real strong, you know, Don't be going out and eating little things of chicken McNuggets or going to Whole Foods and eating a handful of whatever they got there cooking. You got to sit down and eat. Eating and nutrition is just like planning a workout, planning your restoration, and obviously planning what you want to do goal-wise with your lifting.
Agreed there, definitely. And that's the thing with this too is, and we'll get back here to this concept I was talking about. Don't overcook, overcomplicate it, and just keep it simple. And then even for people who have been eating bad for, like, say they really have not been eating well for, I mean, you know, this whether it be adult or a teenage athlete, just start with one meal a day.
Yeah.
Implement that. Like, hey, for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to eat this meal, this correct meal. I would say breakfast because I think it's very important. Eat breakfast for the next 2 weeks and make sure that meal is spot on. And then after that 2 week period, then you can increase it to two meals a day. And then that way, because I've seen it, it's just people, they just go in too hard, too fast with the nutritional aspect of things. So just really implement. I've seen that really make a big difference. And, you know, like you said, you want to eat pretty good. I think the majority of your food, I'd say 85%, I would say give or take about that percentage needs to be correct. And then you can leave a little bit of 15-20% leeway as far as like other things where are kind of like questionable, but like not right on. Like you said, some breads every now and then, maybe some pastas. You just don't want to go overboard with the carbohydrates because it will cause problems, even to a kid who is very thin. Because what they don't understand is they think, well, I'm very lean, but they might not actually not have very much muscle mass, but they can burn with whatever they eat. But the problem is this: they're spiking their insulin throughout the day with all these carbohydrates, whether it be from sugars or pastas or breads, what have you. And that is not anabolic because, I mean, obviously. You want to time it to where you do have those carbs so that they can actually work the way that they're supposed to and raise their insulin correctly actually to build muscle, not be just blasting your insulin every day, just because you want to eat some pastas or sugars.
No, I mean, you'll get mighty sick. You start screwing around with insulin. Yeah, I mean, how many people they don't feel well, no energy. Next thing you do, they go see a doctor and they're diabetic, pre-diabetic. Yep. That's something you don't want to fool around with. And look at with me with carbohydrates, if I'm going to eat something like that, I usually try to eat it, within an hour's window after I've lifted. Mm-hmm. I seem to do all right with that. I'm not adverse to any of this stuff. You know, I like to go out and have ice cream once in a while. I love chocolate malts. I mean, I'm a human being too, and we've gotten into this before. There's too much out there now, whether it's paleo or whatever you want to get into, where it's so goddamn strict, most people are going to fail.
They can't do it.
You can't. Most people mentally cannot.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much for your head to have to wrap around all the time. So, look, you want to go out and have a big cheeseburger and fries and you've worked your ass off for the week, I take my hat off to you. Go do it. You know, because once you do that, it's out of your system.
Yep.
If you're not doing it and you're constantly contemplating things like that, you're not going to eat well. You know, you can do like Gareth said, where one meal a day, all right, you might be all right with that for a while, but you're just going to fall right off the cliff with that too, because you're going to be like, man, I want to go out and I want to have blah, 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 and I can't do it. Well, guess what? I am going to do it. You can't live like that. You can't live under a microscope. You have to be able to, like a couple weeks ago, I had pizza. I hadn't had pizza for I can't tell you how long. I grew up on that stuff, Italian family. I love pizza, man. But I'll tell you what it is, and I'll tell everybody. Once your disciplines have changed with food, and it can be done, all right, you might like pizza still, but you're not going to care when the next slice you have is. That's how I am now, which is very unreal for me to say because, at one time we were probably eating pizza every week, all right, and, when you're in college, you're eating stuff like that and all that, but it's funny how things change. Your taste buds change because you change, and it's like, okay, I know pizza is okay, but it's not something I want to be eating all the time, especially when I say I like lifting so much, I'm getting ready going to my first meet, et cetera, et cetera. Do I want to be eating bowls of ice cream every night? No, but it's not bad to have one once in a while. It just takes the whole effect off you where it's like, if I don't have one pretty soon, I'm just going to, like, hang it up or I'm going to fall off the wagon and go eat 10 gallons of friggin' ice cream. That's not going to work for you. So, you know, the idea here is, like Gareth said, start out with one good meal a day. All right? Everybody can interpret that and do it. Once you get going and you start seeing the results and you're feeling better, you know, now you explore lunch a little bit. You know, not necessarily have to kill everything at lunch, but at least half of it, make a change, you know. Same way with dinner. Same way, you know, you got to figure out what you want to eat in between. And believe me, if you got the fuel, then you got the fire to train. And that is very important because, as we know, if you do train alone, you don't have anybody cheering for you. So you better have everything covered as much as you can. And by that I mean is this. If you don't have the nutritional end and you're waiting for something to happen or somebody to show up to tell you how great you are to push you through the set, you're on your knees, man.
Yep.
And it's very important to listen to what we're saying here because think about it as this. Nutrition is the engine, okay? That's the engine that's going to drive you. The rest of the stuff, the training and all that, yes, the engine, if you know anything about an engine, it has multiple pieces in it, you know, pistons, crankshaft, you name it, you know, camshaft, all that stuff. You know, I can equate that to the body, you know. You got your driver there, and look at us. We're limbs. We got arms, chest, legs, feet, all that. Just think about that. That motor is running, and it's going to each limb on your body, especially the biggest one where it's sitting between your two ears. Once you get that stuff rolling, you know, the oil's nice and clean in the engine. It's tuned up. You're going to have high performance there. You're going to perform at a level that you never have before. And then the easiest thing is you start appreciating this so much and you're making these gains. And, you know, people are coming up to you and say, Jesus, you look great, man. What are you doing? Well, guess what? Those nights of staying out till 2 in the morning are starting to come to a close now for you. Because now you've made a lifestyle. And this is what I believe this whole thing is we're talking about. This is called living a lifestyle. Lifting weights is a lifestyle. Once you buy into it and understand what this can do for you in every avenue of your life. So back to you, Gareth. You hit it. I'm taking too much time up here, but yeah, well, it's you know.
That's I like talking about the mental aspect of this because, you know, what you really have to do is trick yourself into this type of thing. Turn the switch on, say, I'm going to make this happen and start implementing these little things. So like you said, one meal a day. And then another good thing I always like to do once every 3 or 4 weeks after a real heavy leg training day, I go eat whatever I want because that's a reward. I mean, I'm talking about you promise yourself, hey, I'm going to hit it hard today. I mean, and make it count, every rep count. And go balls to the wall. And then after that workout, go get whatever you want.
Yep. And it feels good, doesn't it?
It does, I mean, man. I'm telling you, that's probably like one of the things. And it makes it, you know, it just makes it fun. And makes you appreciate the meal. And you know, after that workout, hey, then I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, when you do have that amount of food or whatever you want, you won't want to be eating anything bad for a while, at least not me. Because, I mean, you can pretty much go on a gorge. But you have to do these little things. It's about tricking yourself, getting into the right mental state so you can handle the training, the nutrition, the cardiovascular training, the conditioning. You've got to be eating consistently throughout the days, not just, you know, oh, I'm going to eat, you know, correct, Monday through Wednesday, and then rest of the week and the weekend you're going to eat terrible. You're going to prevent maximum optimization. That's the thing is optimize because especially with these younger athletes, time is not in their favor. They recruit very early now. I mean, it just gets, you know, crazier. Like you'll hear it now, there are 8th graders now getting recruited in football by colleges. So I mean, you really think about that. I mean, there's kids in 8th grade getting offered by Division I schools, and that because they're looking for the next big thing. They're trying to get an edge on finding this next superstar. So if you don't, because I always hear that all the time too. It's like, well, you know, he's only in 8th grade. He's only in 9th. You don't want to push too hard, which I understand that. But at the same time, if the child's behind or if the younger athlete's behind, you've got to optimize everything so that they're ready to go.
Well, and you know what the thing is too? It's like there's just so much put on kids now. It's like, it's got to be a very hard thing to have to live like an adult, say if you're an 8th grader, you know, and this stuff can really turn ugly. And the thing is, it's like, Where do you go from here? I mean, you know, we got the best of this, the best of that. You know, we're looking at you for this. You just hope it works out for him, because this is the kind of shit that can bury you the rest of your life. People don't understand. It's like everybody's looking at the outer images of everything, you know. Oh, I think it's great you made it. You know, you're in eighth grade and you're being recruited for a Division I school. Fucking eighth grader's lucky if he knows how to piss straight, man. You know, it's like, and now yeah. You're trying to tell.
I have a lax player right now. He's one of the top players in the nation. He just got offered by Maryland. He's in ninth grade. He's 14.
Unbelievable.
That's how competitive it is. And that's the thing is that, you know, each child, each teenager, young athlete, what have you, they're different. And obviously there's a lot of pressure that comes along with it. And like you said, they kind of have to start acting like an adult. And I'm not to say, hey, it might be too soon for some, but that's what's happening.
Yeah. Well, this goes back to everything I've talked about with any of you folks on the show. It's this. People are so convinced everything's got to be fast. We need faster internet. We need faster cars. We need, you know, faster ways to get loans for a house. We need faster ways to get this delivered. I need faster ways to achieve this. I got news for the majority of it is bullshit. We all know that. And one thing I always loved about physical strength, and it puts the hammer down on you too.
It does, man.
These are things that take years to accomplish, right? And when you see things like lose 50 pounds in 90 days, I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? You know what I mean? It's like 90 days. Are you looking at the people that are selling the product? They're all friggin' models, most of them, or they're bygone athletes, okay? Come on, will you, people? It's like then I know people have bought those things. They're sky high in price, and then they get you on the hook for something every month. And the next thing you know, oh, my God, I hurt myself, all right? It's not right. And just because everybody wants to recruit younger and wants things faster and you want to be able to text quicker and flip your phone up in the air and it makes the call to wherever you got, absolutely ridiculous. You know, everything has its place, absolutely. But to take the human being, in my eyes, is being replaced in a lot of different ways. And if not replaced, it's pushed to the point now where it's a breaking point all the time because we're not set up. And I'll argue this with anybody. I'm sick of hearing about the multitasking shit. You know, you can get this done quicker, or all you got to do is go out here and get it. It's like, you know something? Not everybody's set up like that, and I'd much rather have higher quality and an individual that is happy with what they do, and somebody that when you look at them, man, they're shaking and sweating every time they look at you. That is no way to do things. And I just think that I hope these kids have people, have support groups that, you know, stand behind them and can catch them when they fall. Mm-hmm. Because there's going to be a lot of kids falling, man. And, you know, you can't expect out of a 13-year-old what you would expect, say, out of an 18 to 20-year-old, all right? Yeah. It's a little bit different. Maturity is a big thing. And, I kind of cringe when I hear about things like that.
No, the teenagers today, I'm telling you, the pressure is there, you know, and especially at these larger high schools, it's, sometimes they get lost. And then, and also, the talent that some of these kids, it's a blessing and a curse. You know, they're supposed to live up to all these high expectations and say whether they have an injury or, you know, no longer love the sport. You know, they kind of, in the back of their minds, they just think that, you know what, I'm just not that good. And,
thing is too, Gareth, is they're afraid of letting people down.
Exactly.
They're not listening to themselves.
Yeah.
And you know, trainers are great. You know, you get a good trainer, man, that's the best thing. But you know, Steve Helmicki was on today and I ran cold 5 questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And you know, he was a nationally ranked power lifter. And he blew his bicep and he blew his knee out. And he had a good trainer. He wouldn't name him. He said he didn't want to do that. But he said, if I listened to myself, I wouldn't have retired from powerlifting. He said, I had so much strain on me all the time. He had a lot of anxiety going in the meets. That was his own doing. And then when he hurt himself, you know, and had to hear all the mental chatter from people, he developed the thing where he was very unsure of himself, okay? And he goes, I know the way the trainer was telling me to squat was not the right way because, you know, I'm a short guy with long legs, doesn't work for me, and a number of other things. And Steve paid the price because this is what he told me exactly. If I listened to myself, I probably would have been a much higher level champion. But he said what happened is I got so beat up, and he said things weren't right anymore. He said, I quit. I retired from it. He goes, I knew that if I wanted to stay in this stuff and do whatever I wanted to do, that would be it. And the funny thing was he had to find something. He always loved neck training because he's got a great book out on neck training. And goddamn guy built his neck to 24 inches, man. The picture's on the cover. I've got the book somewhere.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like a tree trunk neck. And so, you know, everybody listening to this show today, young, medium, and old, you know, there's always going to be pressures on you to perform, no matter what it is. Obviously, Gareth and I are into strength. We love strength. You know, we love working with people. We like doing our own thing, competing, whatever it is we want to do. But there's a lot of pressure on you a lot of times, too, and you got to somehow be able to shake that pressure off and go and do what you have to do to succeed if that's what you choose. But I'll tell you this, I've never been a guy to ever tell any kid to walk away, but if you don't feel it and your heart's not into it, you're going to have to walk away. Because if you don't, you're going to get mangled.
You just have to. The risk-reward ratio, especially with these physical sports, football, lacrosse, you know, boxing, wrestling.
Look at young gymnasts. Look at the girls who are gymnasts. They're getting killed out there, man. Mm-hmm.
Gymnasts have the highest rate of injuries than any other sport. It's brutal.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. Brutal.
I mean,
you know,
mentally and physically. The gymnasts that I've trained, man, they all have problems. You know, they were burnt out by the time they're 14, 15. And, you know, concussions. I mean, dude, they literally had to stop because their headaches were getting so bad they couldn't even read a book.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know, that's insanity at that point.
You know, as a coach, too, is that that's what you're trying to find here. You're trying to find the person who wants to be pushed, who is actually really loves the sport, that can and wants to excel at the sport because he, as the individual, wants to. And then that way, you know, and then we'll tie this nutrition aspect in there, is that because with that, it'll actually help them accelerate to the level that they want to be. You know, everything else, you kind of have to, I mean, I don't want to say dumb it down, you know, and I wish that we could say that with some of these sports, you know, it'd be great to see if everyone could be active in these sports and then get a little bit of play time and then, you know, work out a little bit and then just stay physically active. So you're actually playing a sport so you can be active.
Yep.
But, and I see the benefits of that, but it just isn't like that.
No, you know, everything's do or die.
Down here, sports, I'm telling you, are super competitive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you just have to really make the conscious decision with your son, your daughter, whatever, and really just, you know, figure out what did they really want. And then you can also, you know, be their support. You know, if they are getting recruited early, you can help them make choices, not control every decision that they make. But like everything from being recruited to their nutrition, you know, so it becomes a family ordeal and everyone pools together. And so the family is more of a team than anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into supplementation, but I'll tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. As you know, there's nothing like a trainer that really cares about you and doesn't treat you like you're on assembly line. I mean, that can save you mega, mega problems down the road. And, you know, I think a lot of people just say, let's bring them in. Hopefully they get to where they got to get, and we'll go from there. I don't feel that's always the best way to do things. But, you know, it's their kids. They'll have to do what they want. Let's get into the supplement phase now of the podcast.
Sure. You know, we'll just keep this real simple. And I'm surprised that this supplement doesn't get discussed more. But, I mean, I think you've tried it. It's colostrum. I've switched over. I really don't use many protein powders anymore, and I'm under Rob Regis's advice, where I follow what he recommends. And that, you know, I really save my supplements for the peri workout. nutrition, you know, for rapid absorption. And then, and that's just how I've gotten the best benefits from, you know, I stick to whole foods throughout the day and then have colostrum during the workout. I actually sometimes combine that with Carbolin, which is just a carbohydrate drink, you know, high molecular weight, doesn't spike your insulin, but gives you some energy and a little bit of pump if you're going for that. And and then also use some Synthogen, which, you know, which which obviously comes from Robert Griffiths as well. And then I'm telling you, the gains I've gotten from that, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I he's got some good stuff. I use, because Superman Herbs is sponsoring me, I mean, I use Synthogen, obviously, but I use a formula that works killer. It's called Hercules.
Yeah.
And it's really, really awesome formula. It's black ant, marrow root. It's got niacin in it and cystinish. The stuff fires you up big time. I use a lot of that. But I don't, you know, obviously Synthogen, you can use Tranquilogen too.
TQ. And also actually during the workout, you can use TQ. I've done that before.
Absolutely. But, you know, I use colostrum. I do at times. I'm more of a big raw milk guy. There's a, you know, there's a biodynamic farm about an hour from my house. I go and I drink, you know, I'll sit sometimes and drink a gallon of raw milk. You know, if you look at what the guys used to do back in the day, milk was a heavy thing. You know, people tell you don't need milk after a certain age, blah, 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 blah. You want to gain and gain big, man. Drink milk. Do heavy squats and drink milk. You'll be a monster. But see, most people can't come down to that level. They feel that, well, if I don't do bench presses, squats, curls, push downs, pull downs, I don't know, you know, dumbbell curls, flies, the whole bullshit thing. Let me tell you something. You drink milk and you go out and you do heavy squats. You can do pullovers with them, which will expand your rib cage like nothing else. But you have to also go to a club where these guys know what they're doing. Because I bet you if you said pullover, most of them look at you like you had 15 heads, right? Now, you start getting around with stuff like farmer's walks, sled pulls, either direction, whether you're pulling it towards you or pulling it, you know, towards your ass end. Whatever like that, sandbag carries, stone lifting. And I know in high school, because I know from my brother-in-law, you know, they can't bring stones in there because of legality stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was even hard to get, like, tires and stuff like that in, but they let that come through. You know, there's plenty of things you can do. Supplements, remember, a supplement is to supplement or augment what you're eating. Do not, and I repeat, do not take supplements and not eat. All right? There's many a student out there that do that. Wrong move.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to live on whey protein and 1% milk, good luck to you, man. You're going to get nowhere. All right? Creatine, I think creatine has a lot of validity. It's one thing that's been very studied. And I do believe if you go out, there's only a few people that make it. I don't know if there's even anywhere in the United States. Germany was always a big maker of creatine.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to go out and investigate that. You know, there's creatine, monohydrate. I believe there's the HCL, too, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go out and decide what you like to do. Obviously, you know, it's a loading phase. Some don't anymore, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know,
just keep it real simple with the creatine. About, you know, 3 to 5 grams. You don't need to load. You know, and just have that. And then, I mean, you don't need to overcomplicate it. You know, I started using creatine when I was 18 years old. And actually, there was a study showing that actually taking creatine while engaging in contact sports actually helps prevent concussions.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it has its benefits. You just don't want to go overboard. You know, they had discussions recently that, you know, you have these people taking 20 to 30 grams per day.
Oh, yeah.
Your body can't handle that.
And, you know, then they end up getting sick, and then the FDA comes in, and the next thing, you know, they're ripping it off the shelves, you know. Mm. So, look, you know, Rob's on this show. I don't mind, you know, putting his stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Synthogen, Tranquilogen, he's got Progenidrex, which is, you know.
That has protein in it as well. great product.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that really is used to promote whole foods when you're taking it. He knows that now more than ever, with them shutting everything down, it's going to be very hard to get a lot of things people want to take, whether it's pro hormones. A lot of people, you know, anybody that's listening to the show knows, I mean, steroids are very prevalent in all sports. They love to blame weightlifting, but I got news for you. It's right down to volleyball at this point. That's your business if you want to take it. I am not sitting here to say do or don't. Most people know the dangers of things like that. You enter into something at your own risk. The only thing is, it's just like people that smoke. You know, I don't want to hear about the lawsuits and crying about it. You had a choice. You know, the good man upstairs gives you free will. If you choose it, you can lose it. That's what you should know before you go into anything. But supplements, there's not a lot out there that I really give a lot of credence to. They're very expensive. And, you know, let's face it, when you're an adolescent, young guy, your hormones are raging. When you see some chick with her boobs hanging out and very little at the bottom, that can influence you right there to buy the latest and greatest thing that's going to give you 25-inch arms if you take 6 capsules a day. Mm-hmm. It's a load of shit. So when you got good stuff like, you know, Rob's on the show, Rob Regish, he does a show with me every Thursday, you know, I don't mind talking about those three products, okay? And if you go out to Muscle Mass, John Drake's a good friend of the show who owns it. John makes spectacular stuff. I mean, we just did a big ad campaign through Motivation Muscle for Adaptogen N. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind pushing John's stuff because John's a stand-up guy. That's his flagship product of 25 years, and it works. Rob had blood work done when he was taken, and everything that's in it is the genuine bean. So there are companies out there that are legit, you know, and I would say, you know, like Gareth and I said, you can go out to Muscle Mass and order any of that stuff, or you go through Rob's site and get them too. So, you know, there are things that do work out there, but, you know, the best thing, at least in my opinion, we'll shift it right to you, is you got to eat whole foods. You got to eat good, solid foods. You got to eat fat. You know, you got to learn how to think. The thinking right is going to bring you into anything you want to do. I don't care. You can have the best equipment. You can have the best food. You can have the best Tempur-Pedic bed. You can have the best people around you telling you how great you are. If you don't believe any of that shit, you're as good as toast. Yeah. So if I was going to pick something out of today's show that I would want the most, I would want to be able to think correctly. Mm-hmm. Everything else is secondary. Unless your mind is working in a way. And nutrition is going to make your mind work correctly, because when you're feeding your body correctly, your mind works correctly. But you have to create thoughts of success in your mind, and I do believe that's what we all strive for.
I agree there, man. And just put everything in perspective. Just understand, hey, this isn't going to happen overnight. You're not going to see, you know, automatic results. But in time, you will. And I'll give you a little story. I have a receiver here that trains at Magnolia. He started training with me 2.5 years ago, and I'm not making these numbers up. He came to me about 130 pounds. He's now 193, and he's playing. Nice. And he's going to be a freshman next year, and he's playing football for North Texas. Anyone who wants to question me on that, I swear to you, I'll give you the number to their dad and to even his number to let you know he gained 60 pounds in 2.5 years with me, and he's a receiver. He's going to be a receiver for the North Texas next year.
Nice work, man.
So, I mean, so and that's just one of many, and it's because this kid, I'm telling you, he just grinded it out, grind.
I mean. And he did, but you got the disposition. You can tell when you're talking. It's like you take interest. You know, it is your business. It is your livelihood. A lot of people do that stuff. But when you have a genuine interest in these kids, these kids respond to you, man, because you know something? They want to show you they can do it. They want to please you. Oh, and on the other hand, you want to be the teacher. You want to be the guy that, you know, maybe 10 years down the road from now, they contact you and they say, hey, Gareth, you know what? All the stuff you taught me, now I'm, you know, president of XYZ company. I still train, but I just want to tell you thanks. Because everything you taught me worked. That's the shit that matters, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what matters. matters.
And then that's the thing, is they learned it through this. And we yeah. talked about this before, is that all this can be applied to everything. Just understanding, you know, applying these daily things, you know, just knowing that. And I always like, you know, you always say this too, is just, you just inch away every day. And over a long yep. period of time, man, that, I mean, that's going to add up.
Yep.
But, you know, it just takes a mental type of – it just takes a different mindset, though. What I've seen is just a lot of people, especially today, I know we've talked about this quite a bit, is just, it's just not instantaneous, and you've got to be no. consistent every day.
Yeah, but you know something? It also teaches you that anything – you know, and this is kind of cliche, but anything that's worthwhile, I don't care what it is in your life, is going to take time, mm-hmm. patience, and whether you're working with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, steel weights, stones, whatever, it's a commitment and a course of action that you got to take where the two of you have to give and take. It has to be that way. If you can't do that, well, we do know in relationship, even in weightlifting, mm-hmm. it ends, mm-hmm. you know. Things sever, things are done, and that's it. And if you go through life in a pattern of that, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. You're never going to have anything. You'll constantly complain about everything. You'll hate the world. And if that's the way you want to live, be my guest. But that's a hell of a shitty way to go when there's so much here. You know, I don't care what's going on. This is still the greatest country in the whole wide world. The opportunities that are presented to all of us. And you have the ability to go out and do what you want to do. You started a business. I started a business. You know, may they both be fruitful for another 100 years. And big time, it's like, but nothing. I can tell you just from a little over close to 2.5 years now, it's been a rocky ride. And it's like you either stay the course or not. And what you'll find if you do want to be an entrepreneur and you find something, I've got to stress this. Find something you love. You can't live without. You have to have it at all times. And no matter what happens, you can't walk away from it. I found what I love to do. What I did before paid the bills and some. It allowed me the ability to go away. It paid me so well. But I learned a lot of life lessons in IT too. All right. And I'm going to keep passing them along to everybody because they're very valuable lessons. But the thing is, when you get into something on your own, as I was telling Gareth before we came online, I've pushed every day to get so much out, in, on, and it's a full-time job just podcasting, full-time. That's nothing to do with all the changes we're making to both sites right now, how we're monetizing things, how we're getting sponsors. It's a lot of stuff. But here's the thing. At this point, you get to a point when you're doing this stuff, and it's like this. There's no way you can turn around and walk away now. And if you do, wherever you go to earn money, you're going to be thinking about this every minute of your life. Because human nature, if you really love what you do, is not going to allow you to walk away easy. And if you do, and you're successful at walking away, there's going to come a point in your life where you're not going to be able to turn around and ever go back to it. Because chances are you're going to be too old. And you know something? Regret is like the worst thing you can take with you. And I truly believe that you will come back in another form or whatever when you pass on. And that's it. I mean, that's how I look at things. But I can tell you this, once you find something you love, everything else in your life is going to be on the uptake all the time. And I mean everything. You're going to look at the world in such a different way, and things that used to piss you off or bother you, or people that did that, you're going to look and just laugh because you're going to be on just such a different plane of thought. And all I can tell you right now, I'll dare you, go out and do it.
Yep.
Go out and do it.
Make the decision. Turn the switch on. I used to hear that expression a lot, and I really didn't understand. And then I'll never forget, you know, just in my training the past few years, you have to flip the switch and just be like, man, let's do this. Don't contemplate or did it, you know, diddy dollar around. Like, you got to just. You got to make the choice and go. Does everything have to be, you know, right in place and perfect? Don't do that, because then you'll make excuses not to do it. Yep. Just go in there with a plan of action. If, you know, if something isn't right, or, you know, the environment isn't perfect, what have you, with your nutrition or your training, just make it happen the best that you can.
Yeah. You know, you always have a chance to come back.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's permanent unless you die. And it's like, you know, it doesn't matter if I make $1 million next year or $100,000 or $50,000, it's going to be a constant back and forth, a tug of war, but you're going to do everything you can to alleviate as much pain as you have to, because, you know, who wants that every day? But the, on the other hand, too, it's like after a while you almost feel bulletproof and you're like, go ahead, bring it on. Who gives a shit? You know, and that's kind of like the way I am now. You just change, and that's the only way I can explain it. You're going to become a very different human being, and I hope it works as well for myself and Gareth. I can't speak for him, but, you know, I wish the best for everybody, especially on this show, listening to it. You know, we are trying to create entrepreneurs, man. We would like to see you get off the fence if you are. Jump onto something if it's physical culture, if it's you like writing about this stuff, you know, or if you want to go and become a bank president, who cares? But, you know, don't sit around, man, and just say, I want to do it, but you never do it. If you spend as much time doing as donating, there's such a word. I might have just invented a new word.
I know. I like that saying.
Donating. You know, so it's like this. If you're going to do that, you know, stick your head in the sand and just take it. You know what I mean? But that's one thing about weightlifting. If, you know, I've been very fortunate. I grew up in a very, very good, strong, safe family with parents that loved us to death. But it also gave me the ability, and it could be a gene thing. You know, when I touched that bar, like I've said in many shows with people, it's like I knew what I wanted to do at that point. You know, I had played a lot of sports. But when I grabbed that friggin' bar with those sand weights, I knew exactly where I was in my life. I found something that felt like it connected to my brain. Like it felt like that bar was glued right in the palms of my hands. And from there, just kept going. And I truly believe with some of the things in the last few years that's happened, besides your family, if I didn't have weightlifting, I'll be honest with you, as confident as I am, I probably would have broke.
Yeah.
Because there's too many things happening at once. You know, you're in shock of losing a big job. Where are you going to go? Am I going to have to move? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, the best calming effect was to get a notepad out and put down what I like to do, what I wanted to do, and do I want to do what I did, you know, 24 hours ago. Well, here I am today, talking with Gareth and many other people on the show, you know what I decided to do.
Yeah.
So between the mind, the nutrition, the good supplements, and a good trainer, if you're lucky to hit those 4x4s, there's no way you can't succeed. And don't forget, no matter what age you are, man, you know, the older people got a lot of experience, and I love talking to older people. Because I, you know, my father's no longer with us. I miss my father big time because I know my father would be very proud of what I'm doing right now. He was that type of man, hard Italian, but a good father, man. And my other mentor, who was a lot, you know, he'd be, I think, 84 this year. We lost him almost 2 years ago. He was my chiropractor, John Ridge, who was very instrumental behind me with both motivation and FBC, a guy that you could talk to and never have to worry about it going anywhere. Someone that encouraged me with this stuff to the point where it was just incredible. And I lost a good, good friend, somebody that, you know, I miss daily big time. Very just a guy that, like my dad, had seen things, had been around things, who knew more than me, you know, who I could be a smart ass guy with him. And he, you know, he'd be like, no, that's not, you know, but I would do that a lot of times to him just to bust his balls. Great guy, sorely missed and will be missed forever by me. And just people that at times I ask, it's why them, you know. But he's going on to bigger and better things, I'm sure. And I always feel with the business especially, I've always felt like he's been on my shoulder with everything, especially with the good stuff, because there would be days, you know, like last Friday, just one good thing after another, man. It's like, it was just, I was like, you know, that's got to be my boy, John. You know, it's just a good thing. So I think when you get things like that, trainers, mentors, all that, it's very important to your success. But, you know, they can only give you so much. All of it starts between that 6 inches between your ears. So remember that. So, Gareth, do you want to finish up with anything? And then I want you to give your information. I'll give mine.
Sure.
Just hang on the line, and we'll talk offline, please.
Sounds good. I'm Gareth Daniel, owner-operator, strength coach here at HCP Barbell in Houston, Texas. If you have any questions, even like a nutrition plan or a template for working out for the summer to get ready for next season, football players, just let me know. You can reach me on my email, gareth@hcpbarbell.com, or just go to my website, hcpbarbell.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all the other social medias out there.
Yeah, you're all over, man. That's good.
Yeah, I try.
That's the idea, man. We want to get anybody on this show, we want to get you out and get your business. And, you know, we love you all coming on and giving your opinions and everything, because the people that are on this show, as I say, there's nothing we talk about that we've never done. And try to find that all over the place. Not only the content, but you're getting, you know, honesty, you're getting drive, you're getting everything. And that's what we're here for. We want to keep spreading the word. This is Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats, Saugerties Chiropractic Center, Dr. William Wong's Essentials, Atomic Athletic, and obviously I'm going to have to give this one out, Evil Monkey Enterprises. That's www.evilmunkyent.com. That's all one word, Evil Monkey ENT. 25% off this month for any equipment when you mention Motivation and Muscle. And as I say at the end of each shows now, you know, when someone contacts you or comes to you in the gym or in the concrete jungle, do not dismiss. Give them the time, because, you know, strength is great on the outward. We see plenty of strong people. But let me ask you, are you an empty shell on the inside, or are you just fucking blowing smoke? Seriously, ask yourself that. Are you that selfish you don't want to help somebody out? If you are, that's pretty bad, man. That's not a good representation. It's not a lecture, but I've seen it many times. Give of yourself. I'm telling you, you'll feel that much better. My mom always said to us as kids, that person that you smile at or say hello to, that might be all they get in a day. Would you like that? That's pathetic. It's pathetic. Nobody should live like that. So take a little time. Say hello to people. Be an ambassador for all the steel and stone and every other thing we lift and profess to. Be that. Don't be some friggin' asshole that sticks their head in the sand. And then secondly, go out tonight, tomorrow, whatever. Go just pound some steel and stones and whatever it is you're into, sandbags, you know, yokes. But go out there, man, with, like, passion. Go out there, you know, when you're walking with something, try to put your feet through the ground and lay tracks all the way down. You know what I mean? Hulk-like strength. That's what we want to see. So, Gareth, thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank
greatly
you, Eric.
Appreciate
you're it, welcome. Man. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate you on. And, you know, he'll be on again next month. Gareth will be on. He's on monthly with us. I'll get him a date in the next few days to come on. I don't know. I don't think I gave all the information out, though, did I? It's FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Write us a review. If you got a show you'd like us to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. We are on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell and Motivation and Muscle. We're on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. Big stuff coming. Get ready. And that's it. So, I mean, Gareth, I mean, this is the way to go. And I've already thanked you, but thanks again.
Oh, no problem.
And we'll talk to you next month, brother.
Sounds good, Eric. Looking forward to it, bro.
Okay. Anytime. For Gareth Denyer, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening to the show. We'll talk to you next month, and I've got quite a few shows. I'm going to be on Logan Christopher's podcast tomorrow, so that ought to be pretty interesting because he and I always do some great shows. And that's it. Thanks. 1 million pretty soon. We're going to have listeners. Tell your friends. Tell everybody out there. We want you to come aboard. We want you to be part of us, our family, FBC, Fiorello Barbell Company. So have a great week, and I thank you for your listenership.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.